It is good to see all of you again, though. I do praise the Lord for it. So, I'm looking at two ladies back there because they were my instructors. But that's okay. We're just going to have a blessed time with the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want you all to know that we are continuing on, and the Lord is continuing to bless us. And I see that you also are doing some work, but we do bless the Lord that He does those things the way that He desires to do them. And so before we get into anything else, I was instructed just what to do, so I'm going to do it in that manner. Let's just bow and go to prayer. Father, it is with thanksgiving that we come into your presence. I want to thank you again for the Lord Jesus. There is no one like him. He's your beloved son. And then he became the Savior of us who put our faith and trust in him. I thank you for how he has worked it out so that we can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. And Father, just want to thank you now. I want you to touch the hearts of people who are listening, to bring us to that place where we might realize that we are the church of the living God. And so, Father, help us now to bring forth the message that you would have us to bring forth. So glorify yourself, I do pray, in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. It's good to be here. And so we just want to look at a couple of scriptures. But what I really want to do, I really want you all to accept me as I am at home. And I don't know whether I have received the okay as yet, but it's coming. And so I just want to praise the Lord for it. And so what I do, I usually get down and I walk back and forth because I talk to people. I talk to them about the wonderful things that God has done. He is amazing. And because of him being such an amazing person, I can just glory in all of the things that he alone has given us. It's tremendous, isn't it? If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. But when you once know him, and when you know him aright, you can't help but rejoice with joy that is full of glory. And so I just want to thank God for his dynamic word which he has given to us. That word is something else. And I want us just to do it together because I know how we preach and how we do things sometimes. But I just want you to listen to the Word of God and what it says to us. And then I'm going to walk down there and I'm going to talk with you all because I'm sure that you all don't mind me talking with you. It's always good. Now, I'm going to Galatians, and in Galatians, there is an amazing thing that is said. And now, and what it says is this, that, maybe I better read it so I don't forget it, Galatians 6, and verse 14. Now, sometime I go over the same scriptures, but God brings in it another way. And so what he has said here in this word, this is Paul talking to the Galatians, and he is saying something here. And what he is saying, it is dynamic. Listen to it. In verse 14, this is, but God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. What it is saying here, it stands out. It stands out for what he is doing. He's bringing these Galatians to the cross. And God forbid that I should boast of glory. God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I don't want everybody to do like me because this is just my way of doing things. Okay? But listen, this is something else when we think of what God has accomplished through the person of his Son there at the cross. It's amazing. Because what God did then, he dealt with our sin problem. Am I correct? He dealt with mine. He dealt with mine at the cross. And what he did then is that when men took the Lord Jesus Christ, nailed him to a cross, that was something. Because he saw your sin, he saw mine. So the thing is that he had to deal with this. God wants holy people. Are you all hearing me? Holy people. What do I mean by that? I mean that's what he said. God is holy, right? And what he has done then, he's picked us out. And so therefore people come to know him as their own. Reconciliation is, don't you? To be friends with.
against you. And thus, this is what God did. Didn't he? Committed his love for us. He stood up with the Lord Jesus Christ. He then displayed that love by allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to go to Yonder's cross and to deal with all of my sin problems. Do you have trouble sometimes, my friend? I don't know what you do, but I have trouble sometimes. And sometimes things come and they bother me real bad. Sometimes they come at me and before you know it, there come thoughts that come, I don't know where they come from, but they come and they create a problem. Because I'm not right at that particular moment with God. You know what I have to do? Immediately to confess my sin. Isn't that what God tells me to do? Look there. Now I quote scripture here. That's John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he is what? Faithful and just to forgive from our sin and then to do what? To cleanse us from all our sins. Look what God has done. He said, he made him, who the Lord Jesus Christ, to be sin for me. For what purpose? That I might be made the righteousness of God in him. I can boast in that fact, can't you? Sure you can. You can thank God. Look what God has done. He has made me to be righteous on account of his beloved Son, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm just as honest and orthodox as I can be, but I'm here for I'm telling you the truth of this dynamic book. There's nothing like it. Nothing like it. And I do praise God for it. And because God has done what he has done, I can tell you, I know where I stand. Because I know where you stand, you then, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you stand just like I do, right? We stand same people in the presence of God. Now what God says I want out of you, you to do the body of Christ. I want you to be able to love one another. And when you love one another, that means that you don't backbite, that you don't become many bodies in other men's manners. It means that you love them, and the thing that you do, you just want to love them to death, and you won't allow anyone else to talk about your brother and sister that's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because we are a special people. Isn't that what he tells us in his dynamic word? That we are a special people. And he proved it to us day by day. That's the reason why we get saved. There's nothing wrong. This good. Listen. Good. You know what propitiation is? You know all these words, right? From mercy to look what God does. He has done some just some tremendous. So, you hear a lot of people quoting these scriptures in all minds, at least there is a faith, and affecting some of our lives like these being things that we take to us. I'm reading from the New Testament of the Church. I'm in the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 6, and here's what it says. Therefore, if anyone, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. The declaration of this sin is forgiven. Therefore, if anyone, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now, all things are of God. who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Listen to it. That is that God was in Christ reconciling the world through himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We have been reconciled to God. Isn't it wonderful to know that I am a friend of God, that I can come to him and I can tell him anything? I can tell it to him. To tell him anything. Look, sometimes I get down. I don't know what any of you. But sometimes I get down. But let me tell you, I can come to God. And I can talk to him. I can let him know the ugly thoughts that come in my mind. I can let him know the beauty of those things that come into my mind. I let him know that I understand that I have two natures that indwell me. I let him know that I have the flesh. It has its place, and it creates a problem for me. It creates a problem. Why? Because the old flesh loves the world. It loves the world. And so therefore it creates a problem. Because it tries to bring in everything that is contrary to the will of God. It comes at us. I have been reconciled to God. So I'm his friend. So I can come to him and I can talk to him and I can tell him. I can tell him that that's what he looks for. The world is out here trying to draw me away from you. And it draws off. Tries to keep it level there. To cause me to rebel against what God has said. He said, I am reconciled. And he said that I'm a friend of his. If then I'm a friend of God, I can talk to God the way I can talk to a friend of mine that is human, just like I am. I can come and tell him, look, I got things that are absolutely wrong with me that needs to be righted.
I know you want to say too much amen, but amen, brother. Amen.
Right. These things here need to be right before us. God intends for us to be his friend, and he doesn't intend for us to hold anything back from him. He wants us to be able to be clear born before him. I don't remember. God was in Christ. He was reconciling the world to himself. So the thing is, he reconciled me. He reconciled you if you know him as your own personal Savior. Look what a good God we have. He has done some amazing things, right? The blood of Jesus Christ, he has washed us just as clean and clean as it can be. But I have an old nature that fights that very thing. It doesn't want me to grasp that truth, that this is what God has done for me. He doesn't want me to lay hold upon that kind of thing, that this is what God has done. When other people want to argue, I have no sense of getting into an argument with them. Why? Because I know that my God takes care of every problem that I have. He takes care of it. your old fleshly nature that is converted to God. And then we have the divine nature which does the thing that God wants done, right? And there we have it. But here's what we have. We have a trouble because these two now are going to fight with one another to see which one can be the top one as far as our thinking is concerned. So what God wants to do is this. He wants to think righteous thoughts. He wants to think with the Lord Jesus. This is where you want to keep up. You want to do these things. And when we think the way the Lord wants to do, this is the world that we love. Jesus Christ told us that thing. Told us. He told us the way the world that we love. Why? Because he hated us. Jesus is going to hate us as well. And because of that, we know that we are in Christ Jesus, carrying out what he wants us to carry out. He wants to carry out all of that kind of stuff that he's given. Look what God has done. God has given us an amazing gift. Number one, he has given to us his blood. Look, he has shed his love abroad in our hearts. Love covers a multitude of faults. Right? Brothers and sisters, he does not cause us to become critics of our brothers. What he wants us to do, he wants us to be healthy, Christian, growing in the things of the Lord. And when you grow in the things of the Lord, you want other people to know about it. Look at that. God has given to us love. He has shed it abroad in our hearts. Praise, praise God. Look what I have. I got this. Not only that, he has given so much to me. And I'm thankful. Because when I stumble sometimes, and I do stumble, I have the grace of God that was there to lift me up and to cause me to rejoice. Because I know that he needs me to. He has given to me faith. How about you? Has he given to you faith? Faith to put God to the test. Listen, God is good to you. You know, he wants us to believe him. To believe him. That is something else. For when we believe God, we put our whole confidence in what God is doing as far as we are concerned. Have you ever thanked him for stuff in your heart? Have you? Have you come to God? Do you talk to him about sometimes the stunts in you to stand at that brother, that sister? Have you come to him and talk to him? You talk to God about it. You always do. You can get things out of yourself. You have to talk to him. But do you talk to God one more perfectly? You know what it means to be perfect, right? That still means that you are hot. Still means that, do you? Perfect means that there is one to be perfect. Where
Thank you.
been with them. Here we have a little baby born into this world. Now, the little baby desires a sincere lip. They grow. The next thing you see, they're crawling. But then they're getting up, climbing up, and they're wanting to walk. Now, sometimes, I don't know if you ever did, but I know I did. The thing was that you see them get calm like that, and you squat down like this, and they come to them. They stop. And when they stop, they sometimes fall. And what do? You run over there, and you pick them up, and they here, try it again. But maybe not as long, but here, try it again. And the thing that I'm seeing here, that there are Christians that are babes in Christ. And they stumble and they fall. And we who have been saved such a long time, instead of going there and putting our arms around them, picking them up, giving them another chance to make the right step, we condemn them. No, we can't do it. And so what God wants us to do is to be people who are concerned and who care. Thank you. It is a precursor, and what we are trying to do is to keep that work moving for God in the city of Buffalo. We are not what we were.